Time to find out what's doing around Muscle Brook Shire District with Mayor Steve Reynolds. How are we doing, Steve?
Good morning, Bear. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, mate. We're getting ever closer to the opening of the Aquatic Centre.
Mate, very exciting. Very exciting news for the community. It's nearly there. The 30th of June, they do the high voltage changeover, which to a lot of people, all they want to know is the pool is going to be open.
Yeah, but that's what they want to know.
So the 2nd of July, I'm really looking forward to it. We're going to have the special opening, free barbecue in the car park, 10 a.m. So it comes back down to the best news that really people aren't talking about.
A special offer.
Yeah, so 20% off season tickets.
Wow.
So, and also 20% off a 20-entry pass. So normally they go for $80.
Yep.
They'll be at $60.
Nice.
So that's for 20 entries. So I'm really encouraging people to take on this first month at the pool.
So how long do they have to actually take advantage of this offer?
First month.
The first month. So from the moment it opens on the 2nd of July, you know, you've got 1 month to take advantage.
Yes.
All right. And also you were telling me before the family pass.
Yes, the family pass. So this is, you know, up to two adults and up to five children.
That's a family around here for sure.
That's a massive cost saving there. I think I worked it out to
it was about $200 a year or something like that.
Yeah, $260 something. But it's also, you know, it's a 20% discount on from the, you know, swim and gym for an adult, for one adult.
Yep.
So that goes from $965. With the 27% discount, it's $772.
Mm.
So you can use the swim and gym at any time.
Yep.
I think that's the biggest thing for people out there at the moment. Everyone wants to be involved in the community and getting out there and getting back to life after COVID.
Oh, true.
The pool passes and the season passes, mate, especially if you don't have the cash to go ahead and get the full season pass, a 20-entry pass for $80, down to $60 as a concession, that's going to be fantastic.
Yep. Do it now. Don't wait until the weather gets hot and you go, boy, I wish I'd taken advantage of that offer in July. Do it now.
Do you know, I think I still have an account from 5 years ago that's, I bought a 20 season pass and I still hadn't used them all. So you can use them. So, yeah.
All right. Now, the other thing I wanted to have a chat about is the installation of the CCTV camera at a few parks.
Yeah, Corolla Park, Highbrook Park and Denman and Muscle Brook Sports Ground at it's unfortunate in some ways, but it is necessary.
This is because of antisocial behaviour?
It can be because of the antisocial behaviour, but it also protects. And if you look at the bigger aspect of things and the outlook, you can actually, if there's any incident that takes place around the area, and the police do require the footage.
You do see that a lot where they're trying to track down something that happened elsewhere and they can follow it through other CCTV.
There's several incidents that, you know, popular ones in the community that have happened elsewhere that you think of. I won't say any names, but, you know, just that extra CCTV footage to be available.
Absolutely.
I'm a big fan of it. I've got CCTV on my house, mate, so.
Yeah, right. Will the cameras be monitored or will they just be going to a recording device so that the police can access it?
I'll have to clarify that actual instruction because I have been asked that. I believe at the moment, in its current capacity, to be recording.
Yeah, that's fairly standard.
But as we increase on it, it may be a back-to-base monitoring. We just have to put those measures in place.
Yeah, okay. All right. And finally, what's happening at the Hunter Beach?
Well, this Wednesday, fantastic opportunity.
As in tomorrow?
Tomorrow, 4 p.m. At Corolla Park Playground, Council is preparing to undertake the works to do the Corolla Wetlands Project site down there by constructing a community recreational facility to be known as the Hunter Beach. The project will provide direct access to the Hunter River, clear and remove any exotic weeds and species, landscapes, mate, you name it, and construct a driveway. As you've been down there before, it's really hasn't been down there, the vets there. Car park, barbecue, picnic areas, toilets and other facilities. So we're just having a community session and barbecue. And everyone's invited along to come down and have a look at the plans, and we'll be putting them to, you know, the community as to what's going on. So that'll be at 4 p.m. at Corolla Park tomorrow.
Tomorrow, excellent work, Steve. Thank you very much for the update. I know it's been a busy couple of weeks for you, but thank you very much for taking the time to come in and have a chat,
mate. I'm just really looking forward to seeing you down there on the opening of the pool, mate. I'm really looking forward to it because I can't wait.
That's highly ambitious on your behalf. Thank you, mate.
Thanks, mate.